Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 23rd. The grains closed higher with May corn up 2.25 cents at 551.25. May wheat up 7.5 cents at 634.75. And May beans up 5.75 cents at 1423.25. All higher here today, meal higher, oil higher. Oil made a new contract high overnight at 58.25. We broke as much as a penny point eight off of the highs, came back about a penny, and then broke about 50 more points, but we still managed to close higher. We left a gap on the charts. We tried to fill it, got within 7 ticks of filling it, and then rallied back. The corn closed a nickel off the highs. The wheat, a dime off the highs, and the beans, about 12 off the highs. So we were much stronger earlier. I think what got into the market and we had the sell-off here was the crude oil down 380 a barrel at 57.76, and the dollar up 60 ticks at 92.35. You would think with the crude oil down almost $4 a barrel, you would have hit the bean oil, you would have hit the corn, but that didn't happen out here. So there's, you know, some obvious strength coming from someplace. The talk has been the low stocks of bean oil in China and the fact that President Biden's green initiative could chew up a lot of veg oils has been really the basis behind this rally in the bean oil out here. Palm oil, all the veg oils have been very, canola, all been very strong. Was today the blow off top? Hard to know. If we were to gap open under that 56.37 in the morning, that'd be some 70 lower, which would seem unlikely. We could leave an island top on the chart, but again, that seems unlikely. When we were up near the highs, you know, it looked really pretty positive. Then the dollar rallied and the crude broke. So it took away some of that enthusiasm out here. Didn't see a whole lot of fresh news. Beside the activity in the dollar and the oil, weather around the country for the most part looks pretty good. Weather around the world for wheat production looks very good. The Brazilians are going to be exporting a lot of grain in the next couple of months. Argentina is going to get in on it. The Argentinian crops look certainly better than they did 3-4 weeks ago. So I continue to believe production is up. With the exception of that Chinese buying last week, I think demand's going to be lower out here, which tells me that these rallies probably need to be sold. But when it does it in this kind of strength, and you see the beans rally a quick 20 cents off the opening prices, and you see the corn rally almost a dime, and the wheat 20-some-odd cents, it's a little bit scary to step up and try to sell into this thing. We expect the reports next week to show more acres on corn and beans, less corn stocks. Bean stocks maybe steady to a little bit lower. But, you know, what do the funds want to do? Funds are long an awful lot of corn in here. I think they're about even in the wheat after today. But we'll have to see what they want to do. It's really the funds game between now and the report. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.